Hello? Hello? Does this thing work? I don't know how to run a Zoom call. Oh, I think that your cameras are turned off and you are muted. At least that's what I was told by our chief technical elf, the great Caruso elf. Since I am quarantined here, up in the pool house up here in the North Pole until my big flight on Wednesday, I have the nice and naughty list in my hand, in my person, right here and right now. How do I share my screen? Oh, I think it's this button right here. Let me check. Let's start with the naughty list. The Trump crime family. You lost. Deal with it. This isn't like the Cleveland Browns, where losing is expected every week until you hire Kevin Stefanski and presto! The Browns are suddenly hotter than they were in 1987. You lost the election. Grow up! Now I see prison in the president's future. How about you? And Bill Barr, who was part of the Trump crime family, resigned when I came up with this naughty list. How ironically convenient. Jim Harbaugh. Now I know it will be your birthday by the time I leave quarantine, but when I get back to the North Pole, you better clean out your desk in Schembechler Hall. Because I hear a call from the Jacksonville... The Detroit Lions... The Cincinnati Bengals... The Atlanta Falcons... Speaking of the Bungles... You know, St. Louis is looking for another NFL team. As long as Zach Taylor is still the coach, I see no hope. No hope! In fact, by the time this makes it to air, the Pittsburgh Steelers will have put in 100... over the Bungles with Ryan Finley as quarterback. That is not what Santa had signed up for. This is a good reference to what I should give naughty kids in the future. Zach Taylor. How about that? Gene Smith and the Buckeyes. All those years of cheating, the lawlessness, the drunken rowdy fans, and the scandals one after one after one after another. You'd think they learned something. No. They're like a toddler waddling around in a soiled diaper demanding to be fed and then go to romper room. Case in point, lobbying to the Big Ten athletic directors to just ram them into the playoffs. Speaking of being rammed through to victory, Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett. What is with this crime family called the GOP? And her last name is Barrett. What is up with the Barretts lately? Amy, JT. Ah! JT was short on 4th-and-1, and Amy Coney Barrett was rammed through the highest court in the land. If your name is Barrett, you'll get what you want. Just ask Veruca Salt how well that went. South Dakota Governor Christie, that's with a K and two I's, for those of you who are married to autocorrect, Noem. Just like rivalry week on the campus of The Ohio, but yeah. Just because, you know, you have time to spend $5 billion in a cheesy tourism ad, but you don't have time to social distance or tell your state to wear a mask... Oh, I wouldn't want to be that governor. And on this naughty list...
And for kicks and giggles, Joel Osteen, pay your taxes to my Uncle Samuel.
Now, here's the nice list. The nice list is very compact and very light. Oh, yes, it's very light. I wish you could feel it, but this is virtual. Little Joey, you will get that bicycle. Little Amy... You will get that medical hospital playset and Wonder Woman 1984 action hero set.
And oh yes, Mama Mary, Mondays begin with Merlot. You know, after homeschooling those little brats and then the awkward Zoom call with your boss, you'll need it. Oh yes, you'll need it.
Oh yes.
Mrs. Claus packaged. And shipped off Merlot Advent Calendar through Amazon. I would check your neighbor's front porch if it's still there.
President-elect and Dr. Biden, you will get the keys to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest.
The Washington football team, Not only did you ditch your racist name, you also kept the Pittsburgh Steelers from going 19-0. The Lakers and the Dodgers. Tinseltown is Titletown once again. Now, if USC had won the Pac-12 in football and played sooner, they would be part of that conversation, but they are not. They are not. Dr. Amy Acton, you are the biggest ray of sunshine in the early weeks of this pandemic, and you delivered with hope, with grace, with adversity. Same goes for Dr. Fauci. Stay home for Christmas. Don't go out. I'm watching you. And finally, the essential workers, thank you. The grocers, the bankers, the farmers, the restaurant workers, the journalists, the teachers, the first responders, the doctors and nurses. Each and every one of you is a hero in my book. And Mrs. Claus thanks you. I thank you. You are all awesome. And now joining me over Zoom from our satellite North Pole location in Cedarville, Ohio, is Santa's Elf of the Week.
Santa, is the thing on?
Yeah, I can see you.
The curfew has been extended like you asked me to do.
I'm worried that people are going to sneak in mistletoe after we banned it this year.
You know, the light is at the end of the tunnel. The vaccine is here, Santa.
I'll take you on your word. You know your house, it smells like a bakery right now.
Yeah, I know. Fran is making cookies for the elves.
Good. Mrs. Claus doesn't let me eat anything after December 25th. You are spoiled rotten down there in Ohio, Governor.
Yeah, I think that we should close all the bars and restaurants again.
Anything to reopen the schools. I've seen the same episodes of Different Strokes.
4 times during this pandemic.
The elves need to get back to work and play reindeer games with the actual reindeer and not do this crap over Zoom. That's not what we're about here at the North Pole. It's about we, not me.
Maybe extend the curfew until Easter. I mean, that'll work for me. We'll get through this. We really will.
Yeah. Whatever. That sounds like let's have lunch sometime, or hey, see you next week, or let a smile be your chinchilla, or even worse, Michigan 2020 Big Ten football champions. You know, I've had enough. And so with that, Santa wants to close out by saying,
wear a mask,
wash your hands,
social distance.
No mistletoe, no Christmas parties, not even any New Year's Eve parties.
In fact, no champagne at midnight.
Yeah. Good luck on that one, Governor. The Governor and I, we're both watching you. We both know when you are sleeping. We both know when you are awake. We both know that when you're not wearing your damn mask. So be good, for goodness sake. All right, I gotta clean the reindeer patties before my Zoom call with Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 15 minutes. Followed by my Zoom call with the one, the only, Santa's favorite coach, Nick Saban. Now get out of here! And coming to you live, not from the top of the chimney and the top of the wall, dash away, all. Are we still alive? I said dash away all!